Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, it feels good to win always, but it definitely feels good to win when you're faced with adversity in terms of people available to you. There's just less margin for error. Not that we feel like we're incapable. We just realize that we got to play closer to an optimum level. And so they did what they needed to do tonight, I thought, particularly in the second half. At halftime, we didn't want to talking too much specifics. We felt like we needed to minimize their run in the second half more than we did in the first half, and we needed to run it better than we did in the first half. We felt like it was 10-10 at the half, but they had won the line of scrimmage. They had more significant run plays. They had control of time of possession. We need to flip that. We felt like if we flip that, we could stay away from negativity on offense, and we could create some negativity for them on defense, and really that's what transpired. So the guys deserve the credit. They made the necessary plays. Can't say enough about the efforts of a lot of people, but that's team. And, you know, we're looking to strike a blow for team in these circumstances to stand up for the game of football and team and prove that guys can make plays when given an opportunity. One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. The standard is the standard, and they made all those cliches, if you will, true. So I'm appreciative of that. It's good to get a win, AFC North ball. Excited about it. Questions?
Mike, what can you say about your defense coming up with a big play and turnover when it mattered most?
They had to. You know, they were aware that it was going to come down to those moments for us this week, and they had to deliver it. And so they went about preparing with that in mind, and they were able to do it.
Mike, is it a little more satisfying that Cleveland almost said their whole complement of players, and you've had to kind of piece some things together, and your guys played almost like they've been starting?
It's not about what Cleveland had. I'm proud because of the circumstances that we were under. Man, this time of year, forget the opponent. They're nameless gray faces. It's about you being able to execute your plan to a level that allows you to win games. So I want to keep the focus on our guys and what they did.
You didn't have great expectations for Devlin, but how did you feel about his performance? Did it exceed them?
He didn't kill us.
The completion to Washington near midfield, early second quarter, seemed like that got him more relaxed and comfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, it takes a splash play to kind of create that rhythm, if you will. And not only for the offense, I thought that play meant something for the defense. You know, when you're on the sideline supporting your teammates, man, you see that they're capable of moving the ball, that inspires you. I thought it uplifted all of us.
Is that part of what inspired you guys to put the ball in his hands on third down? You got extending the drive late in the game there?
You know, we're just trying to make plays.
We've talked and asked you all year about the pass rush, specifically the edge guys, but is this as disruptive as you've seen the interior guys in the game this year?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple where we had Cam and Tuitt in there that was, you know, pretty good. This was a good game, but we've had a couple of those type games.
Coach, back-to-back strong games for Benny Snell. What are you seeing from his skill set that's working so well?
He's a guy that gets better as the game goes on. He's got the mentality of a featured runner. He likes the grit associated with a volume of carries. I think he gets better as the game goes on, and none of that is surprising to us. We saw it on Kentucky tape, but it's good to see that he can take it to Sunday stadiums.
Mike Duck made some big plays. He also lived a little dangerously at times. Well, what did you think of his performance overall?
Man, I thought he played his tail off. Without overanalyzing it, just a general synopsis, I thought he played his tail off.
Did you spend a lot of time with him personally this week, sort of getting him in the right mindset?
I did not. I wanted him to know that I had confidence in him, and I thought extra time and extra points of emphasis and more dialogue than normal would prove to him that I didn't. And so I was very conscious of my interactions with him. It was no more than normal because I wanted him to know that we had real confidence in him.
Where did you have more confidence in him today than maybe he did against the Chargers? Or where did you see him perform with more confidence today than he did in that game?
I had more confidence in him today than I did against the Chargers because our relationship is born out of our shared experiences. We had the experience of what he did in the Chargers game in our back pocket, and that probably produced today. And that's not only for him, but for anybody. You know, the more shared experiences you have with them, man, the more level of confidence in terms of what you can anticipate getting. And that's just football. And it's reasonable to expect all these guys to evolve, to continually get better, and to continually provide a more consistent above-the-line effort. And I thought that's what he is doing, but it's just on a small body of work. So there's not a lot of space for comfort there, but we're not seeking it.
Anyone else?
I think you guys did a good job kind of controlling the emotions after the way the last game against these guys ended.
We weren't concerned about it, to be quite honest with you. We were about beating them today. That's how you deal with some of that stuff. You beat them.
You said you'd evaluate him on a one-game basis. Did he do enough to earn a start for the next game?
Yeah, but I'm not ready to talk all of that with you guys today. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.